COVID cases are rising among children and teens, and it has health officials sounding the alarm. Dr. Rebecca Sonnenschein with Maricopa County Department of Public Health told the County Board of Supervisors yesterday that schools are experiencing nearly three times the number of COVID outbreaks in August as they did during the virus's peak in February of last year. Schools without mask mandates are twice as likely to have an outbreak, she said. More than one in four reported COVID cases are now among children here. 120 kids have been hospitalized because of the virus this month. And joining us to talk more about all of this is Dr. Shad Marvasti. Thank you for joining us, Dr. Shad.
Thank you, Lauren.
So I just want to begin with your reaction here. I mean, is this surprising given what we're seeing in schools?
This is not at all surprising. This was completely predictable, which is why both the American Academy of Pediatrics and the CDC recommended mask mandates requirements in all schools for all children, regardless of vaccination status. And as we now see with the numbers that you just reported, also the folks, the kids who are under 12 are even more at risk. With one in every six new cases in Maricopa County now being kids younger than 12 who are unvaccinated. This, is something that's unprecedented when we compare to the February spread. It's really a different virus. It's a different variant. And this variant, the Delta variant, is something that kids are much more susceptible to. That's why nationally we have more children hospitalized and more cases of children with COVID-19 than at any other time during the pandemic.
So this is, in your opinion, sort of a perfect storm. It sounds like it's about the Delta variant itself, but also about the fact that kids are in schools in a way that they were not last year.
Exactly right. I think it's a perfect storm in both with respect to the Delta variant as mentioned, but also when schools were open this last academic year, we had mitigation measures in place. We had masks, we had distancing requirements, we had some limitations, and we don't have any such universal standard in place now. It's kind of like an incomplete patchwork. And even some of the districts who have decided to follow the science and follow the recommendations to protect the children and the teachers and everyone in school, they have also had loopholes in place where parents can just sign a waiver and their kid doesn't have to wear a mask. And as we saw from some of the data released by the CDC, which with a teacher that was reading aloud in a room full of kids who are masked, mm-hmm. with Delta variant, all it takes is someone to remove their mask for any period of time. And not everyone is wearing a full-on respirator with N95, right? So it's not a perfect mask, but it's much better than nothing, as we saw, again, with the data right now that, you know, schools that have a mandate in place that are actually enforcing are twice less likely, basically, or if you don't have the mandate, you're twice as likely to have an increase in the cases as you just reported. So it's really something that was predictable, but also tragically, also it's something that's preventable. And it's only going to get worse unless we align our public policies with the science and not politics. I think that's the problem here.
So in that sense, Dr. Shad, I mean, like, are masks enough in schools? I mean, or are you saying at this point it's going to be dangerous enough that we should send kids back to remote learning?
Well, I think that still remains to be seen. I think at the very least, we need to mandate masks in all schools immediately. And we also need to improve ventilation systems. We need to have kids take their meals and beverages outside, not inside, because even removing it for that period of time for meals is a risk factor. And then we have to see how the numbers go. There was research that also came out recently that showed ventilation itself and HEPA filters, air filters, to be really effective. And then when you add masks on top of that, that's the best case scenario. And of course, for the child's development and socialization, we want to keep in-school learning available, and we want kids to be in school in person, but we also want them to be safe. So really, I don't understand how this has evolved, because masks really were the best line of defense. In addition to ventilation, to keep kids in school. So at this point, you know, we've kind of let the cat out of the bag, and we have to see where things go. And it is very concerning.
All right. That is Dr. Shad Marvasti, Director of Public Health Prevention and Health Promotion at the University of Arizona College of Medicine in Phoenix. Dr. Shad, thanks so much as always.
My pleasure. Thank you.